Hello, I'm Valentin David. I work at Canonical, and in my free time, I contribute to GNOME OS and Freedesktop SDK. Today was supposed to be Abdi Arim here from GodThink, but he could not join, unfortunately. I will talk about how we build an OS from bottom up with a tool called Buildstream. The OS we build is GNOME OS. First, what's Buildstream? Buildstream is a tool to integrate software components. So we have a lot of different pieces of software that we want to put together and build. And we describe some metadata that describe how to build everything. So Buildstream composes build artifacts to build container images, and then we will run these builds confined in those containers. So we can have a reproducible build. We can control exactly what are the dependencies of every build and make sure that it's always the same file system that we have. Some interesting things with Buildstream is that we have a remote cache, so we can have a server where we push all the builds. And if you try to build exactly the same thing, since it's reproducible, we just get the result directly, so it goes faster. There is a feature that we don't use for GNOME OS, which is remote builders. You can also have a swarm of builders that can build different things in the same time. But you can also build lots of software on your machine in the same time with Buildstream, as long as you have enough memory. Buildstream is not intended to target any specific format, so it's very generic. We want to be able to build any kind of output. So the reason we started to use Buildstream for GNOME is that GNOME had three different build tools. One was GNOME Continuous to build an image that we could boot and do testing. The other one was GH Build that is used mainly for development, so you could install GNOME components onto your machine from the source. And then there was Flatpak Builder that was used to build the Flatpak runtime. But since Buildstream is format agnostic, it could just generate all the three things. So we just have one repository for definition, and it explains how to build GNOME. This is an example of an element. So we have, in a Buildstream project, you have lots of files with the extension .bst, and they describe how to build each component. So for example, we have here PyG object, which uses Meson to build, and we describe the sources, and we also describe what are the dependencies. There are two types of dependencies here. The build dependencies is and the dependencies. Everything will be pulled into the build container to build a PyG object. And if you build anything depending on PyG object, everything that is on the dependence part but not on the build dependence will also come in. And of course, because we want to reproducible build, we have the reference of which Git commit we want to use. But Buildstream is able to update those things, so we can at any time say, give me the latest version of that repository, and it will write in the element. There is few things when you come to building an OS that is a bit difficult with Buildstream, so you have to know about it. Is there's no extended attributes. So for example, setcap doesn't work. There is workarounds using fake root, but it's not very nice. And in the case of GNOME OS, there's only a few binaries that we just use setuid instead of setcap, instead of having to go through fake root. But maybe I hope this will be fixed one day. Another thing is that because it's a container and there is no privilege, we can't have loopback device or mount. So until recently, we could not use system report, but we will change that. We've been using GenImage, which does kind of the thing that what system report does now. So that is using mcopy or passing mk to mkfs programs the root of the file system to copy in. The problem of having GeniMesh is that we also have use system report at runtime, so that means that we have two descriptions of our partition, so we won't only have one, so we'll move to systemd report. The other thing is that the secrets are not handled nicely yet in Buildstream, so you have to be careful not to upload your private key into remote cache that you don't want. So you need to know how to use it, and maybe one day there will be a proper thing to make sure you don't do any mistakes. GNOME OS and Fredis SBK. So GNOME OS, the main goal of it is testing, and we want to build an image and run it and be able to test GNOME, the whole GNOME experience. And we use automated testing with OpenQA, which is very nice and can find differences in based on screenshots about what changed in GNOME and make sure that we didn't break anything. We also want to use GNOME OS for development, so we have tools like for debugging, for filing, diagnostic. We also have tools that like QEMU and PodMod and things to be able to run whatever your own tool on it. And we want this because we want GNOME developers to be able to run that on their laptops, and when it breaks the machine, so they are sure that they don't break GNOME. But it's also very important that we can run on both VM and hardware. GNOME sometimes needs to deal with some hardware. So like, what do you do with a touchpad or something like that? There is some configuration that is needed that might not be easy to do virtualization. So it's important for us to run on hardware for that. Reason. We mainly target UEFI. We don't want to have any old stuff. There's no reason because we don't have old users, so we don't want to have legacy. So we try to make the thing clean. We also have some images, experimental images for phone tablets with different architectures. But those are kind of experimental, just to show that we can do it. We build GNOME OS from the bottom, so we rebuild everything, and we actually so here the rectangles are Buildstream projects, and on the top one we have the binary seed. The binary seed is there is a Buildstream project that uses the script from Bootstrap table to be able to reproduce a binary seed that we can used to bootstrap Free Desktop SDK. So we know that we come from a seed that is trustable. this outputs an image which we use OCI there, but it could be anything. And then we re-import it into the Free Desktop SDK project. Free Desktop SDK is mostly here for building a Flatpak runtime, which is a OS3. But we use it also to we extend it with GNOME build meta. So on top of Free Desktop SDK, we put all the elements of GNOME build meta to make the whole GNOME build. And in there, we have, as well as the Flatpak runtime for GNOME OS, for GNOME, we have GNOME OS with different images as output. And interestingly, our CI, because we have a lot of CI, we need some container images to run all our builds. Those are also built on top of Free Desktop SDK. So we have a different project, Buildstream project, that builds all our tooling. So we just run Free Desktop SDK everywhere, except on the bare metal of the servers. It's kind of a big project. I mean, it's not a huge distribution, but we have on Free Desktop SDK we have around 650 build elements and 270 on GNOME build meta. In total, at the runtime on the GNOME OS, I think there is 650 different elements, okay, that are there. And this is with a very small team. So we started in 2017 by bootstrapping Free Desktop SDK, and make the first runtime. And progressively, step by step, we ended up making a distribution that could run on computers. And I run it even on this laptop here. We use a lot of automations because we are a small team. We have a lot of CI. We have some update boards that look at the metadata and see what can be updated with the version. So we're looking at upstream. We have CVGA checks that look also at the metadata from Buildstream and check that we have actually patched everything correctly or updated to the right version. We have ABI checks. This is mostly for Firebase Update SDK Flatpak runtime. We also have some automation for mirroring. We are migrating to a new solution now, so that's not the best thing right now, but we have all these kind of things to be able to deal with this. We used to use OS3, and OS3 is like a Git for OS, so you can have a commit that you deploy on a machine, and then you can change to a different commit. The OS3 that we use, it's a system with dependencies and the core application. It integrates with GNOME software, which is nice, so you can just update with GNOME software. And with this, we have two trees. So there's a user tree, which is a simple thing that it is just GNOME, and then the development tree, where we have extra tools. For other things, we use Flatpak mostly. And there is also toolbox in the development tree if you want to do other things. There were some problems with OS3. First, only type 1 bootloader spec was supported. We had to maintain a patch to support ESP because it was expecting X4, but we need VFAT. There was no support for UKI. It relies a lot on the kernel command line to be set specifically. And there's a lot of things that were not working that we wanted. So we moved to systemd sysupdate. So since today, actually, this is the branch is merged, but leave us on the side of OS3 implementation. Now we have a secured and secure and measured boot with full disk encryption. It just we have a simple image that on the first boot will create all your partitions. This is running on 4 computers, so that's good. But it's been merged today, so. What we use on it, we use the shim because we want to have the machine owner keys. We have been always using systemd boot. We continue to use that. Now we can use UKI. I think our image before was a valid DDI, but I'm not that sure. Now we are sure. We use systemd measure. We still use Dracut for the initially, but maybe we'll change that. The thing that we are lacking from OS3 is that the /etc, but we have been talking about it, so and I see that there will be solution coming. Switching trees from OS3 was very nice. Now we use Csext. The experience is not as good as switching because there's no reverts that is easy. Like if you apply a Csext that breaks your system, for example, well, you can revert to the previous version, but you might have broken both. And also, we don't have the delta to download the updates, so it's a bit annoying. There is on the left-hand side, there is all the contributors of Free Desktop SDK. On the right is GNOME build meta, and I would like to thank you, all these contributors. and yes, these are all the pointers. You can find Buildstream and Free Desktop SDK and GNOME OS. Yes. Any question?